Good morning. Well, if we have a look at the close of the US markets, we did see weakness yet again in the markets, but mainly on the Dow. And the Dow was really hit by a few stocks alone. If you have a look at the broader index, the S&P 500, it was only slightly weaker. And we saw the NASDAQ actually closing stronger overnight. Now, firstly, looking back to the European markets, we saw a recovery after that big sell-off, that sudden call of the UK election on the 8th of June, seeing the market selling off yesterday as money went back into the pound. The pound still held on to some of its gains, but the US dollar was the real strength in the overnight session. We saw weakness yet again coming through in the mining stocks, although BHP and Rio did okay in the UK session just to finish in positive territory. Moving on to the US markets, where we saw a fair bit of activity coming back into the oil and energy markets, that oil price falling to a two-week low in the overnight session. What we had was higher stockpiles building in the US of unsold oil, so putting a fair bit of pressure on that oil price, seeing it down around 4% at one stage, now down around 3.7% to $50.48 US a barrel. And the gold price selling off around $12 an ounce on that strength in the US dollar. Looking at stocks, well, the biggest fall that we saw was coming through in IBM. Now, IBM came through with their results yesterday, their revenue lower, again lower. So this revenue piece has been lower for 20 consecutive quarters. And unfortunately, the revenue fall really came through in their cloud services. This is the area that accounts for around 45% of their revenue now, and it's where they're hoping to build their revenue and growth, and it just didn't come through. So the shares were down nearly 5% by the end of trade, pulling some like stocks with it as well. We also saw the banks a little bit weak throughout the session, even though we had Morgan Stanley coming in with better than expected results and seeing their share price up over 2%. Netflix yet again losing a bit more ground in the overnight session. By the end of trade, we had the Dow down 118 points, NASDAQ up by 14 points. If we have a look at the iron ore price, well, it actually rebounded in the last 24 hours, which is a real positive sign for the Australian market, although we are set for about an 8-point slide at the start of trade. The Australian dollar falling in the overnight session, now just below 75 US cents.